Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, Business Advocate, and ladies and gentlemen, prepare to have fun, because I think you're going to think that's what's going to happen when I introduce you to Kevin Roberts. Kevin is CEO worldwide of Saatchi, which is an outstanding global advertising firm that I've worked with before in one of my past part of my professional career. It's a great organization. It's a global company. He's on the top of that group. He's the author of a new book called Love Marks: The Future. He's our new friend, Kevin Roberts. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. Now, here's something that I want to get this right out front here. This is what you say about brands. You say brands have run out of juice and that love marks are the future beyond brands. Now, tell us what you mean.
Brands have become commodities. We have just commodified ourselves into a deep, dark black hole of globalization and corporate. And we have just focused so much on benefits, attributes, what I call the ER words, you know, brighter, stronger, wider, faster, cleaner. And consumers said, you know what, this is all nonsense. There is now no such thing as a lousy-tasting burger. All beers are very refreshing.
Right.
All cars get you there on time. TV works. Don't give me that stuff. So, you know, you've seen commodification. You've seen prices drop. You've seen value eroded. Premium go out of the brand business. I mean, brands were only invented in the first place to generate premiums.
Right.
So what I think is happening now is that power, thank goodness, switched from the big manufacturers to the big retailers and now finally has landed in the hands of the consumer. The internet has freed us all. So power is now with the consumer, and the consumer is saying to me, to us, don't try to fool me, don't manipulate me, don't give me all these meaningless little incremental differences. Connect with me, empathize with me, entertain me, and excite me.
And the operative word in what you said is me.
And, absolutely,
and
me.
It's the old Whiffen thing. I mean, that's one of the things that I try to remind all of us about, including myself, every day. And that is that the consumer is only saying one thing to you, and that's they walk in and they call up or they dial up or whatever they do, and they say, "What's in it for me?"
The consumer's not on. She's your wife, right? And that's how you've got to think of him or her right now. And why, you know, I mean, I think the stuff you're doing on small business is just so fantastic because that is the future. And we've got to build our markets one by one from the ground up. We've got to not, you know, you hear all this stuff about touch points, you know, holistic touch points. Mm-hmm. That's not enough. You can't touch consumers now. If you've got a small business out there, you've got to embrace your customer. You've got to love them. You've got to create loyalty beyond reason so that you're not, you know, you're not susceptible to competition who comes in on price or distribution muscle or size. But you have engendered loyalty beyond reason. And I think the way you do that is you know, we've looked at this stuff now for 5 years, and you infuse your brand with mystery, with sensuality, and with intimacy. None of the big boys do that. Mm-hmm. None of the MBAs teach that.
That's right.
And yet that's how consumers feel. They don't rationalize their decision-making, right? I mean, 50% of decisions are made in-store on the spot. Boom. You know, because something attracts you, you know, even in the packaging or the smell or the touch or strikes a chord, you know.
One of the things that I say Kevin, is that that people, human beings, have two elements in their life. They need things and they want things. And what I tell my audience is let the big box companies, let the Walmarts of the world serve those people only want what they need, who only are looking for what they need, and let small business owners focus on giving customers what they want. And here's my point. We need to eat, but
right.
We want to dine. We need clothes, but we want a look.
It's beautiful. You know, it's such a beautiful thought. and we have, I might have two thoughts in the same genre. You know, I mean, I've not really talked about these before because you're the first person that's kind of stimulated. I think two ways we have of thinking about that. The first thing is never give the customer what he wants. Give them what they never dreamed possible. Mm-hmm. And that's your
eating them beyond what they want.
Absolutely.
They come in to you looking for what they want, not what they need, and then give them beyond that.
Yeah, and I think, and another way of thinking about it is that many brands, if you like, are irreplaceable. But that's not enough. What we want to do is to make them irresistible.
Mm-hmm.
If you can go from irreplaceable to irresistible to build that emotional connection, then I think you're home and dry. I mean, just look at the airline industry in the United States. I mean, an industry that has shot itself in every organ, right? I mean, American, Delta, United. I mean, what are they thinking about? And yet you have a couple of entrepreneurs at Southwest and at JetBlue. Together, they're tiny, 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 but they're making more money than those giants combined.
Mm-hmm.
Doing that because they treat their customers as emotional people with feelings, and they entertain them on the flights. They have fun with, you know, the way you run your show.
Well, you know, Kevin, one of the things that's good news for small business is that when you do what you said, when all the things that you just said happens in a small business, we're actually able to charge a premium for that.
And there you go.
And inside of that premium is our profit margin.
There you go. I mean, everybody will know out there that for a small business to succeed, you want loyal users. You know, it's very expensive to get new users and to keep, you know, early adopters and keep generating trial. That's not where the margin is. The margin is to create loyalty beyond reason, to create lifetime consumers, like the way Toyota does. You know, I mean, Toyota, you start with a Toyota and you start with, you know, these Corollas and all this kind of stuff, Echoes, and then you move into Camrys. And then lo and behold, you know, you start moving into a Lexus, you know. They have you for life.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And that's where the money is. That's where the premium is. Loyalty beyond reason.
A love mark. Now, the book is called The Future Beyond Brands. The title is Love Marks. And I know you got a website. Give it to us. It's just lovemarks.com, right?
Yeah, lovemarks.com.
Okay.
And, you know, I love all these, you know, and the great thing for me is that Love Marks live in the local. I am not a globalization guy. I mean, 50% of our business is through global clients and 50% local clients through the 100 countries that we operate in. And it's fantastic to see, because we, on this website, how many hits we get with people telling us story after story after story about their local Love Mark.
Kevin, stand by. I've got to stop you because we got to go to a break. When we come back, folks, I'm going to ask Kevin if he thinks that a year from now we won't be saying brands, we'll be saying Love Marks. If that's going to catch on, 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
I'll soon be with you, my love.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend Kevin Roberts. Kevin is the author of the new book, Love Marks. It's The Future Beyond Brands, and I'm going to ask him about that in just a second. Before I do, I want to remind you that Kevin is, in addition to being the CEO worldwide of Saatchi & Saatchi, which many of you have heard of, is a global ad agency and just an outstanding marketing firm that's one of the top in the world. He's also CEO in residence at Cambridge University's Judge Institute of Management and professor of sustainable enterprise at both the University of Limerick in Ireland and the University of Waikato Management School in New Zealand, which is a great country. And congratulations on all that work. And I really appreciate and admire, Kevin, the work that you're doing on behalf of entrepreneurs.
Thank you very much indeed. It's a passion for us. I mean, we believe that the role of business is to make the world a better place for everyone. You know, capitalism is the system that's going to work, but right now you got this global capitalism, which is so exclusive that it just, you know, alienates a lot of people. And what we're trying to teach and do is to get business really in a sustainable mode of thinking about not just economic profit, which is very important, but the future is going to belong to those firms, probably small entrepreneurial firms, that are socially responsible, ethically responsible, and environmentally responsible.
But you know, Kevin, when I think of globalization, I don't think of it as a bad thing. I think of globalization as the market, the trade manifestation of our intellect. And every time I see a big company creating some new global relationship or new global layer of business, all I see are more fissures for small businesses to find their niche in.
Yeah, I am a little bit, you know, slightly more negative in that I have yet to meet a global consumer. I believe that we, you know, we've read about this global consumer, and I live in New Zealand, France, and the U.S., but I am not a global consumer. I define myself by my New Zealandness. In fact, I define myself by living in the North Island. In fact, I define myself because I live in Auckland. In fact, I live in Remuera, you know? And we define ourselves by our differences. And my concern with globalization is, first of all, it's Americanization, not globalization. And secondly,
does that trouble you?
Yes, because I think it's a blanding down. It doesn't trouble me politically or geopolitically.
Right.
It troubles me that, you know, it alienates the French. It alienates the 2.3 billion people who live on less than $2 a day.
I know you partly think of yourself as a French, but as an American, alienating the French is kind of a sport, you know. It's a little bit of a sport for me.
And I think we all need some sport.
It's kind of fun, actually.
Yeah. I'd like to include more people, but they're trying very hard not to include us. So I don't think we have too many of the courses of action open to us. I agree with you.
I want to get back to love marks a second.
Okay.
Do you think that that term, love mark, will catch on? I know you're doing what you can to make it catch on. You think it will catch on?
You know, I hope the thinking does. I mean, I wrote it at 3 a.m. in the morning, you know, in the time-honored fashion, huddled over a lonely table with a second bottle of Bordeaux, French, I'm afraid. And I was drawing little hearts, and obviously I was thinking about trademarks and trust marks, and thought that the deepest emotion of all was love mark. And I chose it because it's provocative, and people don't forget it.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, you won't forget this book either. It's like Kevin. It's a very unusual book, and it's actually bound in a different way from most of the books that we get in here. There's some wonderful photographs in here and images. Kevin, I've decided that this is an outstanding coffee table book that people are going to want to keep on their desks as a reference, and that's a unique thing to have. And I want you to tell us where the book's available.
It's available we launch in the U.S. tomorrow, and I think it's going to be available pretty much everywhere. It's going to be available in all the normal places, Amazon.com. We're doing a big signing tomorrow night in Barnes & Noble in Chelsea in New York. And he's also going to be available in kind of cooler places like all the Ian Schrager boutique hotels and the design stores.
Wherever
and so on.
Fine books are sold, in a couple of places where they're not so fine. Okay, if you were going to describe a love mark, let's say that a small business owner, you're on the train, you're riding into town, you got 30 minutes, and you're sitting beside a small business owner who's trying to differentiate himself or herself in the marketplace, and you were trying to explain to them how to create a love mark type of environment and culture in their business, what would you say to them?
I take them in a love marker exercise, which is shown in the book, and it looks at three areas: mystery, sensuality, and intimacy. And I would say to them, let's look at the product, the brand, the service that you offer. Let's see how much mystery is. Let's see how many myths, how many icons you've got. Let's look at how you work in each of the five senses and come up with some ideas there. And let's see where you work empathetically and intimately. How approachable are you? And within 30 minutes, I guarantee to give any small business guy a bunch of new ideas.
Well, well said, Kevin. And folks, I really encourage you to check out this book. It's, as I said, it's an unusual book. It's not something that you'll see on every shelf. And I really think it's the kind of book that you're going to want to keep on your desk as a resource. Kevin Roberts, thank you for being here. Thank you for the love marks, and I hope you'll come back and do this again another day.
Look forward to it.
Thanks. Kevin Roberts, ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Saatchi & Saatchi. I got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back, though. Don't go away. I'll be right back with Rick Stroud. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. It's 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.